The Golden State Warriors won the NBA championship barely a week ago, but the offseason has already been called one of the craziest in league history. A flurry of trades and trade rumors has made tonight's NBA draft must-see TV for pro basketball fans. Mike Pesca is here and now's sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, is that right? One of the craziest off-seasons ever? I mean, the champagne in the Warriors locker room probably hasn't even dried yet.
Yes. It seemed almost preordained, especially in hindsight, that the Warriors were going to win. So if sports is about the unknown, then I can understand the appeal of the draft. Oh, my God, what is happening? All these trades. And I will tell you, most of the trades, basketball is an interesting sport. I like watching it. But even if you didn't watch the actual action, you could get quite a lot of enjoyment just looking at it from an accounting perspective. Because most of these trades aren't about, ooh, I think this player is better than that player, or I value my position in the draft as much as your position plus a veteran. It's mostly about, I signed a guy, I'm a team, I signed a guy to a terrible contract and I'm trying to do whatever I can to get out of that contract. So the Lakers made a trade with the Nets, and in that trade, a center named Timofey Mozgov was traded, and he is large, though that's his attribute, he is large. He's also paid $15 million a year.
Large
salary, so they
yeah.
say to the Nets, please pay this guy's salary. The Nets say, sure, can we get some other good young player? The Lakers do that, and it's all about getting under these onerous future salary obligations so that those teams can sign free agents down the road. That's what's going on.
There's a trade related to the draft as well. The Celtics traded their number one pick tonight to Philadelphia. Why would they do that?
The Celtics, most of basketball believes the number one pick will be Markelle Fultz and he's going to be a very good player, but I think the Celtics believe less than other teams believe that he's going to be a great player. Plus, at his position, the Celtics have Isaiah Thomas, who's a really good player as it is. So they think the future value of what they could get, which are additional picks from Philadelphia, to give up the first pick for the third pick. They're not dropping off in quality, or at least a quality position, in their opinion, of who could help the team, and they get more in the future. This pick will be, or this decision will be bad if Markelle Fultz becomes this perennial all-star, but it will wind up being a good pick if he's only good but not great.
Okay, that's the draft tonight. But look, if we're talking about the offseason, we have to talk about the elephant in the room. What is this that I'm hearing about LeBron James thinking about leaving Cleveland and going west?
Yes, I could have told you this would happen. He's not really thinking about it, I don't think.
It's going
to
happen.
What he's doing is he's using leverage to get the Cavaliers to sign more players because he knows he has to build his team up. He has one competitor. They're the Golden State Warriors. So he has to do whatever he can to make noise. Hey, I might leave. You have to go out. You have to sign better teammates than I have, even though he has the second best team in the NBA.
Oh, but the Cleveland fans have seen this movie before and they did not like it.
Yeah. They probably want him to do it. If they're smart, they don't think he's being disloyal. They think he's playing chips and helping them win a championship.
Yeah. Mike Pesca, here and now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, happy NBA draft party viewing tonight.
Oh, yes. You too. Right back at you.
All right. It's here now.